Hey, we are live. So, in this session, we are going to talk about some affiliate marketing, and we're actually going to be interviewing a success story here. And we're just going to have them on in a sec. And affiliate marketing is a fantastic way to run an online business, and this will be a great little chat. And with affiliate marketing, there's so many different platforms out there to get started on. And I think it can be quite overwhelming to choose a platform that really works well for you. And it'll be interesting to see what Jordan here has in terms of thoughts and what really works best when you're getting started. Because you can do physical items and you could do information products, courses. There's quite a few different options for you to get your name out there and sell products and make commissions. And if you're getting started and you don't want to create a product, information product, then the best thing for you to do is set up a commission structure. So you're selling items that are popular and you can make a percentage on. But there's certainly a marketing strategy involved if you want to get products out there. And that's always the most important thing is to figure out how you can get your name out there and sell the products here. And the thing about affiliate marketing, I mean, the number one player is Amazon Associates, but they're actually changing their setup. So the commission structures aren't the same as what has typically been in the past. Just gonna add Jordan here. Oh,
Hey, how's it
hey.
going?
Pretty good. We managed to get the technical
Yeah,
difficulties
man.
over with. I guess it doesn't work on Facebook pages. It's just on Facebook groups, the split screen, but awesome. How's it
Yeah.
going?
Going pretty well.
Awesome. So we kind of connected because of your success with affiliate marketing, and I wanted to learn more about you and share your success. Actually, in this community, we've got over 250 entrepreneurs who would be fascinated by your story and would love to hear more about how you got started and how you saw success with it. If you could talk about that.
Okay, so I got started, oh, I got started about a month ago, I think. Yeah, about a month ago. And I actually got started by watching what's his name? Tanner Fox. And Facebook group.
Okay.
And he was like, join this Facebook group, it's full of new entrepreneurs, all that stuff. And so I got in there because I wanted to start out doing affiliate marketing or Amazon FBA. I started connecting with people, sending friend requests, getting friend requests. And I talked to this one guy, and he was like, I was talking to him, and I was like, yeah, I want to do FBA or affiliate marketing. He's like, definitely go with affiliate marketing first. So I'm like, okay. And he does affiliate marketing too, and he's pretty successful. So, I mean, it's a little biased, but I trust his opinion. And then another guy reached out to me and said, "Hey, if you want to start affiliate marketing, I got this course. I can show you how. It's really awesome. Me and my business partner have been having a lot of success with it. All that. So I get in, and it's really awesome." They give you an affiliate link for it, and it's that's the one that gives you 100% commission on the course. So I got in there and I started reaching out to like a whole bunch of Facebook groups, like a whole bunch, and I started connecting with buttload of people just sending a friend request, talking, all that. And then through that, I started like selling and getting more affiliate links. And right now, I am building my website. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Nice. So the process is really just you going onto Facebook groups and connecting. You didn't do anything else related to online advertising. It was really just sharing the link, and that was pretty much it.
I would talk to him. Are we talking about getting sales?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I would message him, talk to him for a while, like the scientific length. There's average length to get someone's trust is about 7 hours. So I talked to him for a long time before I'd actually like pitch it to them. I'd get to know them, see what they're doing, see what they're interested in. So I'd do that for a while, and then if they would want to buy the product.
Nice. Wow, that's incredible. When you're devoting 7 hours to like one person, like that's pretty intense. I think a lot of people they just don't spend enough time with people to get any kind of sale. So that's why maybe people aren't getting the successes like you have. Like is that something that you've had as kind of a background is sales or?
Yeah, like you really gotta commit. Like you gotta keep
Yeah.
going. Can't stop. I've been recently I haven't been going as hard, but I'm gonna pick it up starting here today, so I should be getting back into it more.
Wow. Tell us more about kind of your like, are you in school? Like, are you going to university, or is this all just, something that you've been fascinated by and you've been interested by business separately from school or?
Yeah, I'm a senior in high school right now, so, yeah, I've always been interested in business, 'cause I work at a, no, I have another job and I hate working under someone. Like I hate having someone be my boss. So, if I can get started in like entrepreneurship, that would be nice. But I'm gonna go to college and I want to pursue engineering, so I'm hoping maybe I could apply some of my skills in entrepreneurship and engineering maybe later in life. So, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Are you planning on doing like business courses in university, or are you just gonna stick with engineering and
Just,
go with that?
oh, definitely a major in engineering and then maybe a minor in, maybe like finance or somewhere, something along that lines.
Yeah, no, that's good. Finance is the way to go. That's where the money is. Oh, so we have a thing in this session where we're supposed to do like show and tell. I don't know if you had like a physical or digital item kind of in the in your area there that you can talk about.
I don't
Could even be your computer.
I could talk about the course that I got into if you wanted me to.
For sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's I don't know if like barely anyone's heard of it, I think. It's called pretty cheesy name. It's called easyoneup.com and it is a you can only get in through affiliates. So it's pretty exclusive, so not a lot of people have it. So that's one of the reasons why it's really good to market it because you can't just go out and buy it whenever you want to. And like I said, you get 100% commission on it, which is nice. And I got in at the $500 level. So that means every sale I get $500. And then there's levels below, there are three levels below. There's a 250, $125. And if I get sales from that, since I bought the 500, I get all those courses included. So if I were to 250, just a 250 course, I get 250, just a 100, 125 too. And I got in with this guy named Matt, and they say on here it's an MLM, but the way that Matt and I are doing it, we're not using it as an MLM because like we already got the payment from the customer initially, so like we're not really looking for any more. So we're not trying to like cheat people out of money that they got. So once someone buys it from us, then they just keep everything. Like we don't, it's not shot up the chain at all. And it's since you get 100% commission, the customer pays you directly, so it doesn't go through the website at all. You just have to pay a little admin fee. You have to pay 10% admin fee to yeah, you just have to pay 10% admin fee, but that's on every single one. So it's not included in the price, so it's a little extra, but if you were to sell the program, you'd get your money back in the program in like one sale. So that's what.
Wow. That seems like the way to go. I mean, if you can get 100% commission, regardless of the fees, it's just a no-brainer. Because I've seen like 50 and 60%, but 100 is just like that's pretty insane to get.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do like a course as an affiliate program versus the standard Amazon associates commission like 2%, because that's like seems to be the easy way. Like, oh, let's just start with a platform that everybody knows and just sell products through that platform. What made you decide to go with a course that maybe people don't really know about so much?
Well, it with the course that people don't really know about, it'll get them interested, I think, because like, ooh, it's something new, not like Amazon Associates or all like these you big YouTubers that have their own courses and all that stuff. And yeah, I don't know, I just it felt right, and it's something I'd never heard of, and it looked like a pretty good deal because of the 100% commission and all the. They don't give you like just videos of how to affiliate marketing. They give you like scripts and a whole bunch of other stuff and all that. And then yeah, I'm actually learning ClickFunnels right now through a free Facebook group, I guess you call it. Like you don't have to pay for the course, you just have to pay for ClickFunnels, which is $97 a month. So I'm working on that too, but yeah. I want to do something different.
Nice. Affiliate marketing, is that something that you could see yourself kind of building a team around? Are you like a one-man show right now, or are you looking to get like assistants to help with the promotions and whatnot?
Maybe I haven't really thought about it. I might get another person along with me that know how to do more of the I don't like technical things, like some things with like video creating or Photoshop like that. I think I could find somebody that could do that better than me that I enjoy working with, so that might be an option.
Yeah. What would you say to somebody that's looking to get in and get started? Is there I mean, you mentioned the sales, the long sales process of just talking to people. Is that the way to do it, or how would you recommend somebody get started?
It really depends on what you're selling, because especially with programs are usually a lot of money. So you really want to talk to them and make sure, like, get them comfortable with all of it. But if you're just promoting products, you could just do paid advertising through solo ads, Facebook ads, Google ads, all that. But the higher ticket items, and like if it's through like a Shopify store or Amazon, you could run a lot of ads for it. But if you're selling more high ticket items, I would definitely recommend just talking to them through Facebook groups, building a website, as I'm doing right now, getting an email list so that you can keep contacting them, stuff like that.
The email list would be huge because you could just set it on autopilot, give them a bunch of emails over time, and you're pretty much set. And I think what we'll do, we'll share your affiliate link with the video here, so that anyone that wants to check out the course, I mean, they can do that. If an entrepreneur is considering this program that you're an affiliate for, what's the value add? What are they going to get out of it at the end of the day?
Well, they'll get a community, they'll get a mentor because I'll totally, that's what, this is what my sponsor, that's what we call him, did for me. We stay in contact with you the entire time, helping you get your first sale, all that stuff. And then when you're ready to like do it by yourself, you can start doing it by yourself. You learn every social media, like really things that you didn't know you could do, like on Udemy, you could do QR codes, you get scripts, and you get links, Google AdWords made for you that you can just promote and all that. And you get access to live streams of private groups. Like one of the videos is like 5 hours long. There's multiple videos over an hour long to talking like real time about how people are doing this and how they got their success.
Wow, there's like tons of value there because to get all that, it makes sense. I mean, that's where the value is. What made you decide? I mean, if you're looking at everyone in high school who is just kind of enjoying being maybe like the typical job would be maybe McDonald's or like why? Well, I'm excited by the motivation that you have to be different from your friends who are probably, maybe not thinking the same way as you, which is just incredible to see. Like, I'm just fascinated how you really got into entrepreneurship. If there is something, maybe your family that sparked this, or.
No, honestly not. I hate having a boss. I hate having to go someplace that I don't want to go to, getting paid almost minimum wage when I value my time way higher than $10 an hour. It's just not fun. And I started watching YouTube and I found like all these entrepreneurs and I just found all these young entrepreneurs still in high school. I'm like, I can definitely do that. I'm smart enough to do that. I just need to find a way in and a specific like niche for me to go into. And I just
Are you
hey, go ahead.
Oh yeah, sorry. Are you following like Gary Vaynerchuk and entrepreneurs like the big
Yeah,
guys?
I follow them. I usually follow them just for either entertainment or ideas or motivation. But yeah, I follow like Gary Vee, Tai Lopez. Like I said, Tanner Fox is how I got into Facebook groups and all that. Like before this, before Tanner's Facebook group, I didn't use Facebook for like 4 years, just because like being a teenager, you don't really see it as a good social media, but as an entrepreneur, you see it as an excellent or social media. So.
It seems like it. I mean, we're moving to Snapchat. Like that's one of the big ones. Instagram, Facebook is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of maybe for that, the older generation, it's seeming like.
But yeah, you can do what I'm doing on Instagram too. It's a little different because the groups in Instagram, they're a little different. They're not like everywhere. You kind of just make them privately. But You can do the same thing on Instagram too. It's just a little different. Facebook is a little easier, I would say. But I'm gonna do it on Instagram here soon too.
Nice. Awesome. Well, to wrap it up, what gets you excited? What gets you passionate about entrepreneurship and continuing to go through it? You mentioned being your own boss, not working for somebody else. What else excites you about it?
Really the freedom of being able to like travel around. I want to like help my family and stuff, do all that, help them experience things that they haven't done yet. And being able to work on my own time, because I don't like waking up early personally. I'd rather work at night, like grind out at night, do stuff during the day too, but I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I just want to be by myself with just a small group of people working with me, like my business group and all that. So, I don't know. Just like not working under people really. And yeah, and you can grow out really large. So, if I could get really successful, that would be pretty amazing.
Awesome. Well, we'll add any of the relevant links to the video, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat and talk about what you're getting into. And this is it's really exciting to see what you're going to do. So I'm definitely fascinated. Thanks a lot for jumping
Yeah,
on.
thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, take care,
You too.
Jordan.